Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Thank you.
they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, but they saying Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. And down, down like strippers' booties go. Woo! My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah! Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Woo! Make millions every year, the South's champion. Yeah. Cause all I do, all I do is
win, win, hey, win, no matter what. Woo! Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low low, head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold. Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, pressure, bro. Don't mess with us, we like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, hit it back. Get the trick, jump the track, bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just hear that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get pumped up, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want war with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on.
girl run the program, just go up in it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind, cause nobody can diss your man, won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand, make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want far with us, inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, they get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my band ignite my flame, girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morning. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morning. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just get flinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's not so lazy if I don't text busy. Want to see you get live when the rhythm is a ride. I'm a lyric up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. The ladies want war with us, inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, they get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond ignite my flame, girl I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on, till I earn them on, let's get it on, let's get it on, till I earn them on, girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss, can I shake that thing, yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss, Donna, yo, Miss Jody and the one named Rebecca, yo, shake that thing, yo, yo, Anna, shake that thing, yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss, can I, yo, what me gonna say, sexy ladies want war with us, inna the car with us, them now war with us, inna the club, them want flex with us, they get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond ignite my flame, girl I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want far with us, inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us, they get next with us, them now vex with us. From the day my bond ignite my flame, girl I call my name, yo it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on. Let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on.
Woo! I used to go out to party. should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden man. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of you. But it was Saturday night. Jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not,
in the morning light, yeah. Making To. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone. Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it till you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Why
well, be around till the winner is announced?
Winner
you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live? Like I'm the only one for you.
Girl, I want to be with
you. Oh yeah.
No one else.
I need you in my
life.
Why
can't we just
why can't we
happen?
Baby, oh baby, I
thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that guy, that dude, the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, a.k.a. John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob the Wise Son. What's good with you, my brother?
All right, Van. A lot of running in a short period of time, brother, but I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, brother.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I'm doing great, but I don't know what happened, bro. Vinny locked us out of the studio, and all I hear is people talking about y'all jamming. I haven't even touched a single thing in the studio and the boards. Vinny was in here playing all kinds of stuff.
You let Vinny play music.
Bro, Vinny locked me out. He locked me out.
So he did a Good Morning Vietnam thing, is what you're saying.
That's what he did, bro. That is exactly what he did.
We're gonna have to talk to Vinny about.
I got people hitting me up back channel talking about, hey, I thought the show was gonna start. I said, hey man, look, until I get another set of keys. You're just going to have to be patient because Vinny was in there doing his thing. He said, you're going to keep me as a stagehand? You're going to keep talking to me in the way you want? Make me bring out y'all mics? I got something for you. And, bro, he went off, man. He just went off.
Listen, you know this is – we got to talk to the union. So, ladies and gentlemen, any lag in time that has happened, I want you to please take your time and blame me for not tending to this sooner. Vinny can be a bit much to deal with, and him and Van sometimes have issues, but this is all my fault. But that aside, I follow my sword, and I'm sorry for keeping y'all waiting. Vinny, we're going to have a conversation. No. Don't come over here now. We're going to have to, we'll talk after the show. So, ladies and gentlemen,
it's
a get down.
Keep him away from me.
I'll keep him away from you. It's to get down.
If you're listening in online and you desire to call in to be a part of the Get Down, the dollar number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please go ahead and press that one. If you're already here and you have not done so, and you desire to get on the mic tonight, press one. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got you.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah, man. You know I got mine. I'm trying to get more.
That's what's
I'm trying to get more.
Hey, man, he tagged me on some of the newest gems. The CEO of Raw Links, yeah, I happen to know him personally. I think some of y'all might know him personally, too, because he's also the CEO of this network. One, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Make sure you hit them up and get you some Raw Links and just say thank you for the Epiphany Network. Whew, why, son?
That part.
It has been a night. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is going to be unlike any other Get Down night that you have experienced. As you could tell, Vinny then took over and started playing all the music. Why, son, will you let them know what we are doing tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, we told you this was coming. So tonight is the first of many pure poetry sessions. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Pure poetry sessions. That's what y'all walk into on a Thursday night for the entire month of March. Yeah, it's a different type of open mic, but it's pure poetry sessions. And tonight is night number one. And I personally can't wait until y'all deliver on your pure poetry sessions. This way you can't tell me, I ain't got no poetry. I didn't write nothing. I didn't press one because I don't have nothing. Yeah.
Right.
Pure
that part.
Poetry sessions. That's what that tonight is. And I speak for me and Van when I say I can't wait to hear what you got. Because I know there's a bunch of poets out there with pure poetry for this session. However you want to give it up and turn it loose, as long as it's pure poetry for this session. How about that, Van?
Hey, man, that sounds great, man.
There you go.
I'm excited for that.
There you go. I'm really excited. No. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And since we're late on time, Van, check this out, brother. Would you do us the honor, because I did last week, would you do us the honor of kicking this off, brother, and hitting us. I ain't even going to say get on down.
See, you always do that, man. You always do that. You're going to say you did it last week. Man, we ain't been on the air in 2 weeks, so how you going to do it last week?
The last time we was on the air, Van, I did it
the
first.
The last time we was on the air, I went first. But you know what? I digress. I gotta let you get your bearings. You have a word with Vinny. Have a word with Vinny. But yeah, I don't mind going first. Many of you heard a piece that I've done. It's called In Love with Love. But this piece, since we talked about poetry, this piece is called In Love with You. I want to be so
in love with you. Oh, go ahead, Van. Just do your thing, boy. Don't even talk. Just do it. Vinny, bring your ass over here. Van spitting.
I want to be so in love with you that in the mornings when I wake up, I want to ingest and inhale your dreams so much that your desires yearn for me to make them breakfast. I want to feed your brain cells the knowledge of pure riches, the kind of riches kings and queens died for. I want to be so in love with you that when our souls touch, there's this unquenchable fire that only passion of wet kisses can extinguish. And as our lips touch, there's an earth-shattering quake that radiates deeper than the earth's core. See, baby, I want to be so in love with you. When my heart beats, God smiles and says, look at my creation, living life to the fullest extent of true love while dining on succulent ambrosia, tasting the suppleness as we feed off each other's royal nourishment. I want to be so in love with you that when the ocean's waves crash against the sea walls, I want to feel each ripple of the waves upon my skin like a soothing romance elixir that is orchestrated by a natural waterfall, comforting my most vital organs. So yes, through your moisture, I can breathe again. I want to be so in love with you that when we show up, diamonds sparkle like stars in the sky, and when we dance, the orchestra plays our tune. So when it's time for the final curtain call, our love radiates through the atmosphere with a triumphant force of elegance. The lyrics to every love song stops and stare in awe. So thank you for allowing me to be so in love with you. I love you. I love you. From the mind of poetic.
So this is what we're doing. How did For Real say before? He said, we're doing sappy poetry. So that's what you're doing now? That's what you're doing? That's what you're doing.
I just wanted to do some pure poetry tonight, if that was okay.
No doubt. Not for nothing, though. I got to ask you a favor, though. I need you to send this piece to me. I need you to send this piece to me. And here's why. In honor of you and this piece, because I really like this piece. Like I really like this piece.
Thank you.
You know, I want to be so in love with you that when we show up, diamonds sparkle like stars in the sky, and when we dance, the orchestra plays our tune. So when it's time for the final curtain, call, our love radiates through the atmosphere like a triumphant force of elegance that the lyrics to every love song stops. Bruh, that right there, ooh, I'm mad at you. Ooh, I'm mad at you.
What did I do?
I love this piece. And because you know how much I love you, Van, I'm going to do something really dope with this piece. I'm going to borrow something from this, and I'm going to record it in the next 24 to 48 hours, and I'm going to make a video out of your piece. And I'm going to make something really dope happen to this. But I love that line. So in honor of you and homage to you. Huh?
I said, he's doing this, ladies and gentlemen, because he wrote it. He wrote it and he sent it to me.
See, see, they know my writing style. They're like, and someone just hit me back channel and said, don't you dare. Don't you dare try to do Van's poetry. I said, pay homage. I'm sorry, I'm reading this. He said, you don't write that good. You're an okay poet, but you not Van. And it says, light skin love prevails. I'm like, holy shit, do you see this? Okay. Light skin love prevails. I'm not mad.
My brother.
You know, but I intend to do something with this, brother. You know, I really enjoy this piece. Trust me, I tell you, I really enjoyed it. And hearing your cadence, I loved how you slowed this down, like you holding her hand. And you ended this with Yola apart, and you said, I love you, got closer. I love you, got closer. I love you. And then you gave her that peck that she was looking for and end the piece on that smooch. I love this piece.
Thank you,
I could go
brother.
On for
I
days, but I love
that.
This piece.
I know, bro.
Indeed.
It's amazing when you write some masterful stuff. So good job, Jay, for writing that, man. But I want to hear what else you brought for the show tonight. So I'm going to get out the way. Me and Vinny, move. Just move. And go ahead and get on down, bro.
Well, since you tapped into that whole step in, poetry, brother, I'm going to tap in. And this piece is entitled, I Love You So Much. Baby, I love you so much that if I could, I would return water to the desert just so that you would never go thirsty again. I would clean all the dust from your belly button just to make sure that when you come home, insides have a happy home. I would tattoo love letters to you all over my skin so that on hot summer days, I could walk naked through the streets in order for folks to stop and read every single piece of poetry I ever wrote about you. You know, I love you so much that I want to write manuscripts to your hips and talk about how every kiss tastes as if honey syrup is dripping from your lips. I'd love you so much that I would chop down trees and threes, give birds fleas, cure a deadly disease, and show up to church on our wedding day on both knees, butt naked, dressed in agave, wearing nothing but a tuxedo made out of poisonous yellow jackets and stinger bumblebees. I would dance in circles in my living room to our favorite song until you came home just in time to take your rightful place in my arms. I love you so much that I would turn a supremacist as soft as a moth and make broken bulbs on Broadway brighter than an exploding star. I would turn liars into truthful preachers and make beautiful moments legal holidays and make that upper 10% share the wealth and make the rich care about everybody else, baby. I love you so much that I would hunt for killers with lions, quiet horses, and galloping hoofs and go into battle for your honor, leading a pack of bloodthirsty, hungry wolves. Because in the end, I would do anything to ensure that you're alive. And before you go to sleep, kiss you on your cheek and close the door and even give God a high five. You see, I love you so much and I kiss you so deep because all I ever want to do is more than just rock your boat. Sweetheart, I kiss you passionately and tell you how much I love you because sometimes when I'm kissing you, I'm trying to find out whether or not there are diamonds trapped in your throat. I love you so much that even my dreams dream about happy endings that start and end with you. Sweetheart, you're the one thing that I crave in my life. You are my chocolatey dream come true. And I love you so much that you need to know there'll never be another one like you. My name is J. Rob the Wise Son. And this right here, well, this is a deeper shade of soul. My pleasure. Peace.
Bro.
kiss you so I can find out if there are diamonds in the back of your throat? Did y'all hear what I heard? Oh, my God. Then my man said that even God's going to give him a high five. Ladies and gentlemen, what you have just heard was the penmanship through poetry of one Mr. Deeper Shade of Soul himself, J. Rob, the wise son, with this masterpiece that I am humbly and honorably glad to say that I did not write.
Bravo. Bravo.
You can hear the crowd in the background. They're like,
Lying.
No.
But
no,
I can't front.
No, sir. No, sir. No way, shape, or form, bro. This is a dynamite, phenomenal piece, bro. Phenomenal, right?
Thank you.
Nah, man.
Thank you, bro.
I'm getting hit back channel. Like, yeah, we can tell that he wrote your piece from the way that he did this piece. So, thank you for clearing the air as well, my brother. Appreciate you. Now,
you fool.
I don't know about you. I'm sorry. What were you going to say, bro?
Nothing.
Okay. But I want to get to some more pure poetry. I want to see what the poets have for us tonight, man. I'm anxious, man. And first up, man, we got our man, our friend, our brother, AA, a.k.a. Kingpin Anthony Arnold, is in the building for the get down. What's good, my brother?
What's happening, fellas?
Very good evening, Kingpin. How are you, sir?
What's happening, Bill? You, man. You are happening.
Nah, it ain't me. It ain't time.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Good to be heard from.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, welcome to the Get Down, and welcome to this Thursday night of pure poetry, brother. You know, I know time is of the essence, so one, thank you for coming through. Two, I really appreciate everything you have done in the name of poetry. And ladies and gentlemen, if y'all haven't picked up this brother's book, yeah, shameless plug. Me and Van wrote the intro and outro. Pick up book. You will not be disappointed. And my good brother, if it's okay, Van, can I usher this brother to the get down to the microphone, please?
Please do.
King Penn, come with me, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now about to hear the poetic stylings of King Penn, Anthony Arnold. Go ahead and get down, brother.
Appreciate it. We speak for those who can't. Come the voice for the voiceless. We grieve for those who can't. Our hearts beat for those gone before. We rage for the lynched, the beaten, for those robbed of their life. We see things that others can't, things that they aren't supposed, things that may rip them apart. We are men and women, poets and poetesses, griots. We are you and me. And that's that piece.
You're a good man.
Yes, sir.
I know I often have questions to you when it comes to some of your poetry, because I love how you write. I love how you departmentalize your poetry and how you give it to us. And this is no different. But I'm because I love this craft so much, I'm always impressed, and there's a lot of people I really look forward to hearing. And brother, you never disappoint. You truly never disappoint. I like this a lot. I want to ask, where were you, like, mind-wise, because all of us are poets, but what brought this piece on? If you could just give us a short blurb.
This piece was written for World Poetry Day, which it happens to be today. It was written back in 2020. And, of course, you know, during that time period, we had COVID. We still had people that were being dropped in the streets. And it was a period, I think, where a lot of us had gone silent. And it was just something that I wrote to hopefully try and jumpstart everybody. Now, whether it did or not, I don't know. But it was just an effort by me just to get everybody going again, because even though we had issues of our own, there were still people looking to us for words. And
gotcha.
It was just our job to get as much out as we could. So that's where that came from.
I dig that. I dig that. I received that as well. Poetic.
Yes, sir. I as well enjoyed that piece, Kingpin. You know, I'm a huge fan of your work. And I don't think I've heard this piece, but it definitely would have jump-started me to write something earth-shattering conscious, because I just love what you said in the piece. I love your cadence with the piece, you know. And for me, it has this this Spike Lee feel to the end of the movie, Wake Up. Wake Up. So thank you for jump-starting us in 2024. Appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate y'all. Hopefully I get to see y'all at Poetry Fest.
Brother,
I'm looking forward to it.
Already there, bro. My schedule is pretty clear for that Saturday. I don't have kids. I already told the wife, I said, this is where we're going to be. I'm looking forward to locking arms and linking up with you, my brother.
As am I. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Now, my brother. Get down, dance floor. It's pretty lonely out there. Ain't nobody out there yet. So, you know, you on your way over there, you can think about what it is you want the DJ to play. You can tell him exactly what you want to hear, because whatever's going to inspire you to get out there and dance, dance, I said. Oh, my bad. Get on.
Wow, really? Really? You're going to say it to him? You're going to say it to him? Boy, I tell
but,
you, home training.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Ain't
no. Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. Get on over there to Get Down Dance Floor, set the tone. Make the atmosphere what it's going to be, and hopefully we'll be able to join you very soon.
Gotcha.
One love.
I got
one
my
man. See?
My man.
One love.
My man.
He said he got us. He got us. That's what I'm talking about. One love.
That's
one
what
love.
I'm talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dash Floor, that is Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. That's right, you heard him. April 11th to the 14th, Myrtle Beach Black Poetry Cafe is back. Next up on the mic, area code 573. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Is this my man? Area code 573, who's on the mic?
Hey, what's up? It's Citizen Spittle.
Citizen Spittle is
happy
on the mic.
Birthday to me.
Happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, King.
Thank you. Thank you. It is going to be, this is the cresting of the best years of my motherfucking life. And I'm so happy to be here tonight. Johnny Walker's on my side. I'm 12 beers in since 5:30 this morning because I paced myself. I had a beautiful day with my wonderful spittle dove, and she spoiled the shit out of me. I had a good day.
How about everybody else
has too? Love it when you have a good day.
I'm having a good life. I have my days, you know, because depression is true and lonely holds a core, but I'm okay. It's not always all right, but I'm okay, man. I'm okay. Because it'll be okay.
Glad you're okay, bro. Glad you're okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, is my joint rolling? Cool, my joint's rolling.
Hey. My man.
All right, so.
Now, tonight we're doing all right, man. We're doing all right, but we doing some pure poetry tonight.
Good. Good.
So whatever
that's,
you want
to say. That's what I do. Raw and relentless. Like the motherfuckers do.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, so the night after I visited you gentlemen on Friday was my first full week back to work. So I went up to the bar seeking someone I hope to see tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.
See you later. Thank you, baby. She went there and had my drink. And I moved along to my favorite location. I live close to actually four bars. I walk. I'm not an irresponsible asshole. About my second round, I put $10 in the jukebox and wrote the longest piece I've written in quite some time. This is called King Friday. Digressions and my primal urge is just... truly unique, memorable, catastrophic event averted. There's a new swagger in my lean, no longer unsung, still alone. However, evolution is golden, and my time is now. The lonely will subside in reasonable accordance to the divine. Well, this life now mine. I strum electric swag hard, driven in amplifications, once bold. How I miss the way it felt. Lost, filled lust of crazy in this night, I wait in terror, at times, missed a part of me detached by you, a lost body of mine, you ate the core, however, left flesh and blood, driven hard behind steering wheels that come about. I take lessons from falters. However, some scars remain. I feel I'm losing face. And how I felt. my hunger for just finding a better time. Jazz, infused fuckery, drunken and beating, stripped down, absent from game, longing as I hunger for the more. I was buried, buried winds, now settled. The haze is gone. However, I'm not. Strap myself to me, rediscover mercy. Please, find the fucking mercy, please. Don't let me become absent shades of pine. Me fall into place. No longer soft on the horizon, as I'm ablaze and ready to play. This is you counting me out. I resurrect the pushback. I'm feeling glad. In depression's ripple, I'm okay. Not always all right, yet my $10 in the box, and I'm ready to rock. Yeah. If I only absorb my surroundings, I'm still alone. But it's, hey, man, it's cool. I got fucking me, man. I'm alive. Johnny, fine. I'm alive. No longer torn apart, nor sideways like the fart you was. Lonely was your right under me, destructively tearing apart what won't be again. However, I'm still torn. Oh, la, 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 dee, out of my head I sting. I might come down and found you wasted. Apart from me. But not forever. All I asked was that you couldn't hum. I, the maker, you breathe as I lost me and you. I wonder. Will I be apart forever? Lost in your denial, I choose to cut off vibrations, ducking forever as I breathe. In the loss of what wife? It's so foretold. That won't be cold. Powered in my West Coast attitude. I held the light, past little light. I've seen the dawn of me. And I'm not so happy, but likewise, not remiss and lost. I've seen the plethora. It so fucked me sideways. So fucking close. To what you wouldn't allow to shine. Fuck you. Fuck you. I love my attitude. Intrusion fucked hard. You bet your life. It's a peel on the cornflake's fault. Wasn't a great ride. But it happened. The lies. Bet fucking lies. It fucking is. I'm not lost on the solution. By the way, I lost the keys again. Sorry. You're everyone's girl. Whore! Lost and pelvic palpitations. I gave you everything. Fuck you. It's my way. My way. of the highway, bitch. I'm back to me. No longer on file. Debauchery breeze.
Why, son?
I love Spencer. This is my man. I love this dude. I love this dude. This energy is exactly what I'm talking about. Man, listen. If y'all don't know, you're going to find out today. This cat is a problem. I dig what you're coming from, man. I love this. I love this. Thank you, bro. I love this. I love this man's energy. Woo! That gets me hype. Love it. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, Senator Spittle, this is a masterful piece of work. You know, it's Edgar Allan Poe meets your favorite rapper, right? The content, the delivery, and your energy in this piece is amazing. Not to mention, you were all through this piece. You know, you talked about some very intricate parts of your life in this piece, and you had a John Wick moment. Yeah, I'm back. And I dig that, bro. This is a dope piece, man.
For real.
Dope, dope ink, brother. Appreciate it.
Joe, but unfortunately, this is a joint. What the fuck did I do with the joint? Oh, there it is. Cool. All right, we're happy.
My man.
All right, brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor and keep the party moving. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. I am Senator Spittle, the king of alien twang nation. Get lit, it's galactic, baby. Take your socks
my
off.
Man.
Exactly. Take your socks off. That is Sinister Spittle, baby, baby. Next up on the mic, we got our good brother Jay Walk in the building. Good to hear from you, bro. How you feeling?
Hey,
man?
What's good? What's good, man? It's good to be heard. You did?
Listen.
Yes, sir.
Van, have you been peeping on Facebook and Instagram and a little TikTok? This dude is the Texas fashion plate. He got the dope beard going with the shiny joint, the salt and pepper going on with the killer fedoras and the matching jacket. The pants is crispy. The foot game is going like, yeah, don't mess with me. And he's like, stop. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm too cool for my own good. Don't touch me. Man, this dude make ice jealous. He's so cool.
May
I interest you, brother, in a fish sandwich? Because I don't know what y'all talking about, but it is what it is.
Man, he said I must work at a balloon factory because I was blowing a whole lot of hot air. I was tell the truth.
I don't know what that brother talking about, man. I don't know what he told me. It wasn't me. I wasn't there. You know? If you tap me on the shoulder,
I know what it was, J-Rob. I know what it was. Right now, he is in his incognito mode. That was the superhero alter ego. So that's why he's not really sure of what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
We understand. It's cool, bro. We understand.
No idea what you brothers is talking about, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to accept it, but even though I don't know what you gents are talking about, you know. And J-Rob, don't try to deflect off all that dopeness you've been posting. You think you're slick. You think you're going to put it on me?
Facebook,
but you've been throwing all this dope shit out.
That's that's old stuff, man. It's after you posted it, it's old poetry, man. You know, I haven't even got 200 likes yet, oh man. I got like maybe 100 people that said this is okay. I haven't gotten even 200 people. Back in the day, I used to get like almost 1,000 people digging my stuff. Today, 100 people are like, and then you see what Jay Walk posts, they be like, I don't care about his poetry. He's sexy as hell. He could say Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I'm going to read that joint over because it came from him.
First of all, I ain't posted nothing. Mary ain't had no little lamb, but, however, the wheels for the bus go round and round. Man, so, for sure, this poetry fest, man, I'm looking up flights. Y'all going to be there? What we doing?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to be there. Yeah, we're going to be there.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking up flights right now, man, in a van, man. I definitely... appreciate you shooting me the info on that. And it's crazy because 11th and 12th, man, my birthday just happened to be on the 12th. So, man, what better way to celebrate my birthday?
Come on, stop playing.
Is to come out and hang out with my brothers and spit some words, man. Come on now.
I get to lay some eyes on you and we can share a couple of cigars? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Man, for sure, because I'm packing them with me. You know, we're going to get down, you know.
You know how I travel. Yes, sir.
You know, man, just to break bread with you brothers, man, is an honor.
Bro,
man,
you know,
so many people.
You,
here's a beautiful
fan.
Thing.
Tell them, man. Tell them.
So many people from this community that you've heard on the air and may not have seen in person, that you will be able to actually see them and hear them live.
Man.
And I just, Anthony Arnold, the brother that just got off first call on the mic, he's going to be there. He's a feature. It's when I tell you it's going to be phenomenal, man, I think the last year they had it, I went, and it was just amazing, man.
Before COVID.
Meet the poets. Yeah, right before COVID, yep.
Definitely, man, a good way to spend my birthday, man, and chill, man, and listen to some dope words, man, and smoke some cigars with my brothers, and just fellowship, man, you know, even if it ain't about nothing, even if it's just about laughter and love, man, you know, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
I totally agree.
You know, so
I'm actually
looking forward to it. Exactly. When you unmuted the mic, man, I was actually looking up flights at the, you know, at that moment. I was like, well, damn. You know, these brothers going to interrupt me in my traveling moment. But it is all good. You know, I ain't going to hold it against you.
I got to make sure I wear a really dope fedora. I can't come around Jay Walker be looking average, Van. You know, my smell good game is tight, but I got to make sure I walk in and look like royalty because this brother's brother's like, woo!
I've seen his game.
It's like stepping on stage with a star.
Hey, man, you know, you're right. It's like stepping on the stage with a star when I hang out with you.
Hey, listen, I hung out with Van. And people be like, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, yes. Is your friend single? I'm like, he's married. Get away.
You know,
right, but I'm not there. Like, we wasn't asking about you.
You got to tell him. She'll tell him herself. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. I know that's right, bro.
She tells me every time I walk out the door, you know you're married, right? Yeah, I got these shackles on. You know what it is? I have to tell her everything. You know, you're real disrespectful. You know what I mean? You know. I ain't like my boy Jay Rob, you know, the chocolate boy wonder, man. I ain't the chocolate boy wonder,
exactly.
You know what I mean? But
the chocolate boy wonder.
Exactly.
Man, listen, that stuff is stuff that Van made up years ago to get some likes and whatnot, and people are like, oh,
right,
wow, that sounds really cool. So
right
I kept
on.
It because it sounded cool. Even the whole wise son thing, that's what Van said. Van said, you bring a certain panache to the microphone, and I got a new name for you. And I was like, all right, I'll rock with it. And
you know what?
It's been J-Rob,
you know what,
the
bro.
Wise son.
If I didn't love you, bro, I would call you full of shit. But at the same time. The fact that I love you, I'm not going to say that to my brother. But you know, it's in the atmosphere.
I can't even finish it.
It's out there in the atmosphere. You know, it's out there. You know, I'm not going to say it to you, but just know, look to the North Star. You'll see it. I see it.
That's where it is. That's where it is. That's where it is. But my bad.
You know, I mean, I can't help it, man. You just... You know, I mean, you know what, man? I gotta get there, man. It's awesome. You know, just to chill, man, and hang out with you brothers, man. Because honestly, like,
yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Shoot, I definitely need a vacation.
It's gonna be a vibe.
Without question, man.
Definitely, man. We definitely got to get them cameras rolling, man, and just we got to record that moment, man. It's gonna be epic. It's gonna be history in the making.
You already know, bro. You already know.
Check it out. The way I have envisioned this, like Van and I, you know this is Miss Mary's other son, y'all. And when I saw her in Baltimore for the first time, we laughed. And then I gave Van a hug. I probably didn't let him go for almost 5 minutes because it was long coming. And when I think about Poetry Fest and meeting brothers like yourself in person, Anthony Arnold in person, seeing my cousin Aziz Robinson in person again, and just getting a chance to see so many poets that I've listened to and read their work and admire, yeah, this is going to be a very special moment. So, yeah. This is the get your cameras ready moment. This is going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome. I can't wait.
Man, I'm out of the deep, deep in the closet, man, because I know you're going to bring it. You know what I mean? I'm out of the, you know.
Average. I'm an average dude. I'm just going to show up average, while Van probably going to be raw.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, if you know, you hear that noise in my closet, man. That's a chinchilla trying to get away from the alligator that's trying to touch the ostrich. You understand what I'm saying?
The chinchilla van. Not the fur, the chinchilla. You know, not the skins, the gators.
You know, it's trying to get away from the alligator, man. That's trying to touch the ostrich, man. You got to understand what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm with you,
man.
Brother.
You know what? It's gonna be hot. I ain't doing none of that. I'm just gonna. It's gonna be hot.
I don't know why you playing.
I ain't doing none of that. You may be lucky if I pull one fedora out, man. It's gonna be ball caps and t-shirts and jeans, man. I'm not doing it.
Before I usher you to the mic, all I have to say is you lie on a bed of lies. One fedora. And the Pope is Jewish. Yeah. One fedora.
Yeah. Guess what? It's 20 size beers in that room, brother. Like you sitting there trying to act like you ain't coming fly. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
I'm gonna wear a little something. It ain't gonna be, you know, nothing crazy. But I'm gonna wear a little something because I know you're gonna be in the building. So I got to look good, and I got to represent Van, so when the get-down's in the building, I got to look good for the get-down. But I'm going to try to wear some Jay Walker special. So, but listen, rather than get into that, because I know what I'm up against, so rather than do any of that, brother, let me, Vinny, I keep telling you, chill. We'll talk after the show. Listen, we got to get you to the microphone. And because Vinny's going to go on strike and we got a union thing going on. So while you spitting, we're going to have this union conversation. But, brother, tonight is pure poetry sessions, part one. And I know you have pure poetry. So we're not even going to say get on down. We're just going to say, brother, please spit some of that pure.
Let's unpack this thing, man. This is such a small piece, man. And I tagged on this. From another poet, man, and she allowed me to
to add on. So, main dish, beyond desire, far past a wish. All we have is this moment. Appetizing, appetizers. I have the appetite for your lips, satisfied by a simple kiss. Feeding from the love you gave, temperatures rising from the love we make. Haters will hate because the world is our stage, ready to step out, go all out. Faith has us as we surrender this love and get out of this way. Give me a taste of what you're tasting. The desire to taste you has me salivating. Faded as I fade away, your soul is where I own real estate. Your body, my tongue, I sign and date. Never wanted to leave this place. I want you in my space. And brothers, that's that piece. That's it.
Say that line again about the real estate spot.
Yeah, man, your soul is where I own real estate.
That's
some shit. You hear that, Vince?
Hey, you know, you know how I hear it, but you know how Steve Harvey on the Family Feud be throwing his cards? I just threw all my cards, bro. I had to hear that too, bro. Just throw them
off.
Yes, so
that is awesome.
Who writes that? Who writes like that?
J-Rod the Wise Son. That's who writes like that.
Really? Really? Really?
He wrote that piece?
He wrote it, man. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I stole it.
I knew it.
You know, he keep putting all these posters out. He throw these lines here and he throw them. And then he'll throw like three or four of them in one night. Like, we sleep, he writes.
Right.
We wake up.
Yeah.
We walk into this.
Tag 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and we hit. Yeah.
And it's so elegant. He got the music playing behind it, and then he wants to be all dope and shit, you know.
Right.
The brother is the, you know what? C-Dub calls me the Isaac Hayes, but J-Rob is really the Barry White of poetry. He really is the Barry White, you know.
When we did
that piece, Secret Garden, he was really the ending piece. He was really Barry White. He tried to act like he was, but he was buried. He was buried. Mm-hmm.
Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, these two gentlemen who are speaking, please do not take them serious. You know they're my brothers. You know I love them both, but they be lying.
Hey, man, what's that like? We didn't do
what lies? What lies?
Y'all cannot use my line. No. Y'all cannot use my line.
Hell, you can't use your line.
I hate both of these two so much. Oh, my God.
You can't use my line. You know how you know when he lies? His voice get high as shit. If you ever listen to his voice, he's melatonin. He got that Barry White. But you know how he switched from when he lies? He switched from Barry White to Prince. You know, I'll be waiting for him to go.
Oh, I hate both of y'all so much right now. Oh, my God.
His whole voice changed when he started lying. I'll be like, damn, I didn't even know the brother could get that high.
Right, you know, right. How you get that high, bro? How you get that high?
You know, he can't even ask. He's choking up over there.
I'm not messing with y'all. Nope. I'm not messing with y'all. Y'all had me crying earlier this year. Got all in my feelings. I ain't messing with y'all. Nope.
Oh man, that was your allergies.
I ain't messing with y'all.
It was allergies. You wasn't crying.
Yo,
I
hate both of you.
Sweat coming from his ass. Cause I'm in Texas, man. I swear, man, we are experiencing all four seasons in one day. Like hell, I woke up
that
the other
does
morning.
Happen.
I woke up the other morning. It was 37 degrees outside at 6 o'clock in the morning. By noon, hell, it was 80 degrees hot. By 6 o'clock, it was raining. And I was like, "What the hell?
Damn.
How you go through all the seasons in one day?"
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real out here, man. We are out here in it. You know, it's raining right now, man. And I'm like, God damn, what the? I don't know whether to fertilize my grass, cut it, or just leave it alone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, but...
these are my brothers, Van Meadows, Jay Walk, two phenomenal poets. Follow them, check their poetry. You will not be disappointed. Trust when I tell you. And they're funny, but they damn good poets and even better brothers. Trust when I tell you,
man.
Indeed.
Hey, the love is real, man. Love is real. I'm going to get off here, man. I'm going to definitely continue, man. Look for flights and hotels, man, because I'm coming, bro. We damn sure going to fellowship, man. We got to get this out the way.
Sir.
This is the first meeting, man. We got to get this out the way. The first one is always the hardest.
Yes, sir.
So, man,
yeah,
hey,
after that, it's all downhill, King.
Continue to do what you brothers are doing, man. This is this platform, man, is needed. You know what I mean? We write.
Appreciate you, bro.
And we recite these words, man. But it's when you call in, man, and you hear unmuted, man, that's when the love flows in. You know what I mean? So this is important, and not just to myself, man, but so many people, man, male and female, man. So don't ever stop this, man. Whenever you guys are, and you brothers, man, are ever feeling discouraged, man, just know that you guys, this is love. And, man, love with love is healing. And you guys are healing a lot of people with this. So, man, and I'm saying this from myself to you guys, man. I've seen my words flow a lot different because I didn't used to read my words after I wrote them. I would just post them. You know what I mean? But with this platform, man, it allows me to get those words out, man. And I love you brothers for that. And don't stop.
We love you too,
even
bro.
When you think ain't nobody listening, man. Somebody's listening. Somebody's healing. And, man, you guys are healing the world with this platform, man. So keep on, man. You brothers are EMTs, man. Y'all are first responders. So keep responding.
My brother, mad love for you, King. Thank you for everything. For real.
For sure, man. Let me get out, man, and let somebody else get some healing, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good
one
brother,
love,
Jay Walk, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Next up on the mic, we got the freestyle lyrical engine, Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, you're unmuted.
Oh, yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Now we can.
Yeah, we can hear you now, bro.
Yeah, I had my mic was up a little bit. Man, how y'all? Yeah, man, I'm just doing all right, man. I've been having a bad week, but, you know, I'm still blessing the bad week, man. And, you know, I really need to get some off my chest. You know what I mean? That's why I called in.
Amen. That's what's up.
Yeah, so.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Thank you. Likewise.
Indeed.
Now we're going to get out the way.
Indeed.
Because it's pure poetry sessions tonight. Because we want to hear what you want to get off your chest. So we want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. The name is Freestyle It's called 18 Wheeler Snake Bitten. I took Chicago, but I gave it back. Say I took Chicago, but I gave it back. Right now, I'm not even going to catch you no slack. You get no slack. Matter of fact, you about to get an attack. Oh, where's my clothes? Then you say that I could go back to the truck. Oh, just another lie. I guess I'm supposed to fly. Yeah, just liars, just liars. Y'all need to go ahead and retire. You see, us truck drivers, we go stand out driving for like 2 months. We give it all. Right now, y'all driving us up against the wall. Where's my clothes? Where's my belongings? You said that if I go ahead and take a couple of days off, I could go back to the truck. But I feel like this. When it comes to these lying-ass companies, I'll be like, fuck you and yours. These metaphors cause wars. Right now, the ass-whipping, I open doors. You see, where is my belongings? But see, I am resilient. That means I am brilliant. I will buy everything. Go ahead, get everything that the devil took from me. Got nothing but devils. But see, like the 18-wheeler snake bitten, I need you to go ahead and listen. You see, you can never destroy my vision. All of you, just a line and line, yes, all the way to Arlington Heights, Illinois. I gave it to you, and I'm giving it back. Because right now, I'm about to go ahead and give a known fact. Stay away from Boulevard Logistics. Stay away from Super Ego. Stay away from all these conniving-ass companies. Oh, they wanted to go in their truck. But when they get tired of you, they cut the communication and check out the situation. They don't want to hear you no more. They care more about the bag than their own safety. Now you need to go ahead and see the red flags. Go ahead and put those raggedy companies in body bags. You see, only the truth will heal, and I'm going to let them know how I truly feel. The 18 real snake bitten. First of all, I hope you go out of business. I hope you hurt tremendous. You are lying bunch of thieves, and you all will face karma. Karma is undefeated. You'll go down like you're supposed to. Yeah, you met your match for the first catch. Yeah, my clothes are gone. Yeah, my dignity is gone. Yeah, but my respect is not gone. See, you thought you had me. You threw away all my shit, and you would never call me and say, hey, the cleaners are cleaning out the truck. But today, my heart is on display. And now y'all just be a memory going the fuck away. Fuck you and yours for all the 18 realers snake bitten. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine tank is in the mall in, pipe and dry.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir, bro. I know where this piece is coming from. You know, you and I talked earlier in the week, and yeah, this is real. This is real stuff. I'm glad you came and got that off your chest, bro. Real talk. It's necessary.
Hey.
Why, son? J-Rob, you muted? Did you mute him? He must be in
the man, the wise son?
Nah, there's something wrong with my phone. Sorry, fellas.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that wasn't a mute. I don't know what that was. But I'm saying, sometimes you got to let people know how you feel and be unapologetic about it, even if they're an employer. And if this is what has to be done, then this is what has to be done, and I'm glad you did. I salute you for bringing this, because there's times that I felt the same way. So thank you for this.
Thank you. Thank you. When's Poetry Fest?
April 11th to the 14th, Myrtle Beach.
The 14th of next month?
April 11th to the 14th, Myrtle Beach.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Where is that pool going to be at?
I'll send you the link.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of truck drivers. You know, they believe in these companies, and these companies just, you know, they leave them stranded. You know, once they can't make no money off of them, they feel like they have no value. And it's sickening how truck drivers are being treated. They go work so hard to get their CDL, and then these companies just, you know, like a pimp. You just lay off somebody, and then they have nothing. You know, I read where a guy, he had no notice when somebody threw his stuff in the trash. So it's
right.
Disgusting how these truck drivers are getting away with it, and there should be laws. There should be laws to protect the truck drivers, because if the people are saying that we are keep the economy running, what are they going to do to protect the truck drivers' interests? There needs to be some change. There needs to be change in the law books, and truck drivers need to come together and let the people who make the laws go ahead and change the laws, that these truck driver companies don't get away with anything. It's time for change. And it's going to be painful at first, but you got to go through a pain to get through, you got to get to the healing. You know, as black people,
indeed,
we've been doing
indeed.
That. You know? So, yeah. I appreciate y'all,
all
man.
All right, bro. We appreciate you, too, man. We'll make sure you get that information, man, and we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Bastard so we can keep this party moving. But I'll make sure I shoot you the information.
All right, appreciate that, Mark. Go, brother. You got West Coast, go, brother. We got South, go, brother. And New York, go, brother. Go, brothers all
East
over
Coast.
The world. And go, sisters,
all
too.
All over the world, buddy.
Can't forget about the sisters.
All over the world.
All over the world. All over the world. All
right, y'all.
All right, brother. One love, one mic. That was Mr. Automatic, Charismatic. We're going to keep the party moving. I believe this is our good brother, Rebel P. Jones. Rebel,
hey, how's
Rebel.
It going, fellas?
Thanks for waking up today, bro.
What's happening?
Thank you for waking up today, fellas. How y'all doing?
It's another beautiful day, brother. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm beautiful, man. I'm beautiful.
As long as you're beautiful, then everything else is academic.
Absolutely. There you go, man. I'm starting to see the
that's what I'm talking about.
Direction, the deeper I look into things. I've been doing a lot of I've been doing a lot of studying and stuff. I've been doing a lot of self. I've been seeing the blessings from different directions coming at me since I've done so. So everything is beautiful right now, you know.
Amen. I love
Amen
it.
Amen indeed.
I brought I was on a show earlier, and while I was in there waiting too, I wrote a poem, and that's what I'm going to share with y'all tonight because it's hot. I like it. I'm pretty proud of this piece.
Oh, man. We love it. Absolutely. It's pure poetry, bro. So let us get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Well, don't sit down, though. Because through this, I want you to walk with me. I want everybody to walk with me. And that's the title of this piece,
okay.
Walk With Me. You see, I'm about to get down. I walk with physical pain and unphysical pain with the scars that you cannot see. Walk with me, but not in my shoes. For I do not wish that, not even for my enemies. My demons are mine and mine only, unique to me. In the journey of life, each step we take is laden with weights of our past, the unseen battles that shape our very essence, our words, our stories, our paint for canvases to paint the stark realities, are moving through the world bearing burdens invisible to the naked eye of every passerby. To walk alongside of me is not to don my armor of experience, for such armor is forged in fires not intended for another to withstand. You must survive your own unseen wars and fight your own hellish wars within. It is to acknowledge the path we tread, the resilience in each step, to share a common respect, the courage of moving forward despite the unseen scars that are deep as battle trenches, because it's been continuous battles that have come this far. It's the strength I came to receive from all the chaos. I learned the power of rebirth there. Haunting rolling thunder before the coming storm, and what comes next out of all the revel and mess, a light, a distinct change, something beautiful, a color unseen, ever by the eyes of men in such a natural tone. Blessing upon the end of destruction, the death of old colors, for colors die in the darkness, but light allows them to die in brighter ways to inspire art upon blank canvases that yearn for something great. A poem that paints, or a song that creates space for a symphony, a star-clustered songs that sings every living thing's passion that comes from the first ever felt broken heart, or that first warm embrace of another's loving arms, or the first felt sadness, or the first ever felt loss. Those are the shoes that my thoughts walk as I walk with you. Share your thoughts with me, too. This is simply what it is to be human. Walk with me and I walk with you. Peace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a piece to be proud of.
I walk with you because you walk with me, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love that a lot.
I think because
I like that piece a whole lot.
A lot of the classes I've been taking in school lately have been lib classes, and it's been going throughout the history of how we've all been divided as a human race. And it's been really inspiring me of talking about walking together and not so divided so much. You know, we all have stories we can learn from.
Yes, sir.
That's
if
a whole
just
fact.
Embrace
yes, sir.
That you are different than I am, and we can embrace that and share that and learn from each other. And that's just where my thoughts have been, you know.
Absolutely.
I can dig that.
No question.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I like that
my
a lot.
Good brother.
It's just a better way of seeing things, you know.
As we should.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for waking up today. Absolutely. You know.
Yes, sir. Thank you for waking up today.
Ooh, I really wish I could go to this Myrtle Beach thing. Oh, God, I wish I could go to that.
Come on, bro. Come on,
yeah,
bro.
It's going to be something special.
Busy, bro.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not even going there to fit any poetry. I'm going there to meet a whole bunch of people that I've admired poetically and just be able to shake hands and give out hugs
saying.
And just tell people how much I appreciate them, man. You know, I'm not, if I get a chance to spit, that's cool, but I'm not going there for that, man. It's just an opportunity to lay some eyes on some good people, bro. And
there's
if there's anything that can help you get there, bro.
I'd be blessed to meet, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of them there. There's going to be a lot of them there
man.
That you can be assured of.
I'll make it 1 year. I'll make it 1 year. I know this to be true.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And I got another coin for you when you do. This one I got to give you face to face.
It's already happened because I said so. It's already happened because I said so.
That part. Hey, before you go and we usher you off to the Get Down dance floor, please tell me in Van how are our nephews doing?
Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir.
My middle and oldest one is doing great. My youngest one, he's still a mystery, man. Real life, they don't know what's wrong with dude. They just don't know. So we trucking it day by day. You know what I'm saying? I'm homeschooling shorty at home, doing my own schoolwork. You know, so I've been mad busy. But he's getting on. He's getting on and getting on. I'm planning a few field trips for him so he can at least feel like another school kid, because he really misses his friends and going to school and stuff. So I'm trying to plan some cool things for him while he can still learn.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna always stay in our prayers, man. So just know that your brothers are keeping you in prayer, man. We love you.
Love you too, man.
Yes,
thank you.
We love you too, bro. Absolutely. And my brother, we're gonna get you
indeed.
Over there to get down dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, man. Ladies and gentlemen,
sure, one love, one mic.
On his way to the dance floor, one love, one mic. Wow. Next
love
up,
that dude,
we got
man.
Tiffany's. Yeah, man, I love that dude too, man. He's so inspirational, man. And I don't even know if he knows it, but yes, sir. Next up on the mic, man, we got the Tiffany's own. One half host of the Just J Jr. Show. We have Just J in the building. What's up with you, bro?
Man, I have been enjoying this show like no other, man.
You hear my excitement? You hear my excitement? What's up with you, bro? You hear my excitement?
I didn't know you had a petty streak in you, man, but I think it's kind of wide and long. I'm talking about.
Oh, you didn't know.
Most people would die for being that petty.
Oh, you didn't
How
know.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, bro?
I appreciate you. You like Jay-Z. You said, let me reintroduce myself. Like, damn. This nigga petty.
He said, this nigga petty.
Oh man, it's good to hear both of y'all again. Hey J Rob, how you doing, brother?
Good to hear you too, man.
Always good to hear from you, brothers. Very well. Thank you for asking, man.
Yes,
without
sir.
Question,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Without question.
Jay,
right,
listen.
So what are
tonight,
doing?
You know. Tell them, Van.
Tonight, man, is it's pure poetry sessions, bro. We just want to hear some pure poetry, man, and. We know your repertoire. We know what you got in your arsenal. We know what you scribe and what you scribble. So, my brother, we're going to get out the way because we can't wait to hear what you brought for tonight. So go ahead and get on down.
Man. Appreciate y'all. I was just going over this poem again to make sure that this is a for real mashup thing. It's Indulge Me. Understanding is a two-way street. Ask me why. All right, let me go into this. Okay, here we go. Indulge me in the tsunami of passion, days of happiness unyielding, as we stand sheltered, umbrellaed, under understanding. As senseless rains pour their armies against us, and we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant, just over the curb on 7th, the place where understanding is a two-way street. I'm presenting a proposal, and if you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate, and the clouds will cry real tears of me, like doves all over you. My little shining light bulb of incandescent beauty, glowing and flowing with the powers of femininity imbued to you. There is no place. There is no replicating. Nor would I want that. If you ask me now, my eyes will tell you how, and they will plead my case of how I can never see my life without you. I want to be here with you, then there with you, as we feed wild beasts by hand in God's promised land. You help me to get there, and I will help you to get there, a world absent of pain and anxiety, a world free of want and lack, of when the wars, even within ourselves, cease fire, and death will be no more, and I will love you forever to the full, and this is why I ask you, will you marry me? Poem.
Wow.
This what you come out here and do?
This what you come out here and do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We said we wanted to hear some pure poetry and Jay. He decided to come give us some of his just very pure poetry. That's what we talk
about. Some of that Soul Cafe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watson, what you got for that?
Okay. I'm like, wow, this what we doing. this what we doing. Okay. 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 Like, man, remember back in the days when dudes watch a guy break dance, they'd be like, okay, okay. And they'd start doing a little bop before they start break dancing.
Right.
He can't see me break dancing. I'm just like, oh, I'm just walking around Just Jay in a circle. And I'm like, okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
I see you. I see you. None for none, bro. This was, I wasn't expecting that last line. This is really, really dope. I wasn't expecting that last line, and you dropped that right on point. Yeah, that's
thanks, bro.
That's that work right there. That's that work right there. I like that. I like that.
That's huge coming from you,
actually,
bro.
Hey, if you don't mind, let me extend something to you that I extended to Van. Definitely, if the time permits, and if you don't mind, bro, I'd like to give some vocals to that piece.
Yes, sir.
So if time ever permits for you to, you know, share that with me, man, sometime within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I want to add some vocals to that. And I got a particular song, just like with Van's piece, there's a particular song in my head that's coming from Max Roach that would go perfect with what you just played. And he's I can't think of the brother's name, but he got this xylophonist from like the 1950s that's playing in the background, and this would be just awesome to in humble honor of you and your pen, I would love to be able to do this piece.
Man, you got some work to go ahead and do anyways, man. Once the things had got a little chaotic there, we still haven't forgot about you.
Yes, sir.
To go ahead and get you in there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But I definitely would love to honor you and your pen by touching this and it with some vocals, man. I really enjoyed this piece. Seriously.
Thank you, brother. That's huge coming from you, J-Rob. You are, man, the more I learned about you, man, the bigger I see that you are. I know that you were just talking about as far as the number of people that are responding, man, but your quality of your work is still up there high level, man. It's just the way that the algorithm's running now, but your work is second to none, bro.
I'm humble. I'm truly humble. Thank you so much for that, brother. Thank you.
All right, my brother.
What's it you,
Before
Van?
We get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. You know, I had the same sentiments, man. You know, this piece was just, you know, for real, the poet-inspired original from the Soul Cafe, as he alluded to. You know, I think we got a petition to bring the Soul Cafe back because it could produce stuff like this. So this is a dope piece. Just, the close, man, like, J-Rap said, wasn't expecting it, man. Just wasn't expecting it, but well-placed, well-timed. Dope right, bro. Dope right.
Thanks, man. Been enjoying the show like none other, man. I really needed this. I've been wound up tight all this week, man, and hearing you guys bringing the poets in. Rev just left with that huge piece he had, man, so I've been enjoying all this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes,
now, before we get you to the dance,
incredible
floor, man,
cat.
Let everybody know what you got going on.
This Saturday, we're going to be doing Do We Collaborate in Love? When I say love, I mean it's the how we feel about each other, and also when we're being intimate, is there a problem with saying a little bit to the left, or is that considered to be taboo? So we're going to talk about the collaborations.
There. There.
Right. I'm going there.
It
okay.
might blow up.
Yeah, I'm coming to this show.
Try.
I might have to pop in.
Y'all just love to see a good fire, don't you? Because this might blow up.
Yeah, I'm coming to this one.
Y'all are terrible, man. Both of y'all. Let me tell y'all, y'all neck and neck. I thought it was Van, but then J-Rob, I appreciate you for coming in strong in the poll late in the
Oh, yes. I'm like, nah, sweetheart. No, a little slower. There you go. There you both hands.
Right.
There you go.
Or can a woman say that to a man?
That's right. That's right. Who
yes,
loves
sir,
you,
or just
girl?
A little bit to the left.
That's right.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
As we all know, a lot of times women be silent about that, and it could have been just a hair to the left, and it could have made a totally different thing. But we're going to talk about that and why that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
And what else you got?
All right,
John. I'm afraid to ask what's going on after that.
The two Saturdays after, we're going to have Infamous Lyricist on. In between that time over there at Small House, we're going to get J-Rob, the wise son, ladies and gentlemen. This guy right here, we're going to open this guy up, and we're going to let this dude go ahead and talk about himself. J-Rob is a phenomenal poet, and we're going to go ahead and let y'all go ahead and find out what makes this guy tick. Why do we have this finished product that we call J-Rob, the wise son?
Absolutely.
I say salute to you, King.
Can't wait. All right, brother.
Oh, this ain't going to be no fluff piece, Van. We're going to give it to him. But I'm about to slide. We're going to give it to him.
You better give it to him. Hey, you know what? I tell you what. I'm going to have to come through, and I'm going to have to ask him the hard questions. Y'all going to be too easy. I'm going to ask him the hard stuff.
You know we are.
I'm going to say, hey, when you wrote such and such piece 5-6 lines down, what did you mean when you placed the word the right there?
Yeah. That makes all the difference
in
the world.
I would be like, I was in my inner Van Meadows. I was inside my inner poetic, and it just came out that way.
After all, he writes the percentage of your poems. Like I heard this spell before.
Right. All right, my brother. Dance floor, man. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Much love, fellas.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Tiffany's own Jess J. Small House of Poetry, doing his thing. Next up, we got the other half of the Just J. Gina Show. We took his own Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Unmute your mic.
No, it wasn't that I was on mute. I said nope. Y'all did never bring Jay and Ben Gina on. Come on, man, bro. What y'all doing?
How you doing?
It's Friday Eve. Happy Thursday to my brothers.
Yes.
That part right there. Happy Thursday to you too, girl. Happy Thursday.
I'm going to make it do what it do.
Right.
I'm going to make it do what it do.
That's
I can't believe y'all have the nerve to bring me on after
my partner.
As you
do what
it
do. As you do what you do, and you make it do what it do.
That's how it lined up to be so, you know? No.
That's true.
Why so?
I tell you what, I'm going to put it on the stars, the moon, the galaxy, I don't know, the multiverse, whomever. All I know is, if it was me, I would have never, ever put us back to back. But let's go.
Listen. My dear beloved, just to let you know, tonight is a really special night for poetry. It's not Summer Madness. Oh, no. It's not Summer Madness.
I love it.
Tonight is something way different. Way different.
Let's go.
Tonight, it's the get down. And when we doing the get down on this, let's just say, how to put it? Let's just say, creativity is optimum this month. So every week, Van and I would love to hear your pure poetry.
What level are we talking about? Is this Optimus Prime? Where we at?
You determine.
I'm just trying to find out where we at.
Baby, this is for you to determine, because tonight's pure poetry. Pure poetry. So me and Van and Vinny, we ain't forget you, Daddy. Me, Van, and Vinny going to get out the way. We would love to hear your pure poetry. Go ahead and get down.
Oh, I'm feeling some type of way right now. So it's Thursday night. I'm in a storm, and I came to get down. And I don't have a title for this piece, because I'm going to give it to you as it comes to me. So at the end of said spit, I'll let my brothers determine what they want to name it. See, once upon a time, not so long ago, I was in a situation where all I wanted to do was flow. I would pick up a mic, and I would hold it tight, and I would put it so close to my lips that it felt like I was going to kiss it. Then I would spit something straight off the dome that would let them know that they were not at home, but they were not lost either. Just click your heels together and you'll be back home. Dorothy, please understand that whatever the weather is, I'm not the kind of storm that causes destruction. I'm here for the restoration. I'm clearing the path so that you can move forward, you see, because you thought that you were lost, Dorothy, and it's okay because Toto and I, we knew something that you didn't know, that you could always find your way back home, and that courage, that heart, and that brain that you thought that you needed on your way to the Emerald City had nothing to do with me. I promise you, March, this Women's History Month, for all of my sisters who have lost their way and don't know if they can get back home, do like I did on any single occasion when I felt like I was out of my depth and I was going to lose my breath and I could not move forward. Click your ruby heels together and head back home. And if you can't, listen to the sound of my voice and know if I can, you can, because we're in this together. We are queens, so straighten your crown up immediately. Your back aligned with your shoulders. Look over each of them and see that I don't wish anything except that a ninja would. See, this is the thing that I do, and I don't do it excellently. But I do it good. So I came here on this Thursday that I call Friday Eve just to let you know how you need to touch down when you're messing with the storm. Name G-E-N-A. And that's my piece.
All right.
G-E-N-A. Spitting that piece called G-E-N-A.
I'm going to have to hold up my number one and my zero to give this one a perfect 10 on creativity alone. I happen to be a huge Wizard of Oz fan. As a matter of fact, I did a team meeting last week about the Wizard of Oz. And let me tell you, when you started talking about Toto and Toto, we know the way home, and just put on your ruby red slippers. Gina, I love this piece. Let me just tell you, I really didn't even know this piece.
I'm just saying, I love the Wizard of Oz. I didn't know. Look at us, bro.
Yeah.
We family.
Yeah,
with our DNA. Talking about,
Listen, you know, because hearing your piece, it just reminded me of what I did. We talked about, I did a PowerPoint presentation about some of the intricate details about the movie that you actually have to watch the movie to know what I'm talking about. Why it's not. Let's enjoy the elevator hold music for just a few moments longer. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful segue into the elevator hold music. We appreciate you for stopping by. Anyway.
Hold on.
Can we have just a moment for the pause for the cause. When that music comes on, when Just Day and I are doing our show, you know what I do? Twerk. When I told him, he was like, that is not your jam. Yes, it is. I'm about to drop it low to the elevator music. Yes.
My complete bad.
Gives me life. I love it.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
My bad.
As I was saying, you had to be, if you're a Wizard of Oz fan, you have to know the intricate details of the movie. So my presentation was on the intricate details of the movie. For example, what color was the sand that the witch had when she told Dorothy that when the sand would run out, she would die? What color was the sand? Right?
The same color as the yellow brick road.
You're not a Wizard of Oz fan. Yeah, you're not. No, that's incorrect.
It was red, incorrect. Like the ruby slippers.
Thank you. Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
I had a black and white TV.
I'm sorry, John.
I'm sorry. I had a black and white TV. My bad, y'all. My bad. We were poor. We had a black and white TV. My bad. My complete bad. We had a black and white TV. Didn't get to see all the channels. My bad. Don't hate me because we're poor. My bad.
But, yes. Why, son, what did you think of Gina's piece there?
Oh, see, I dig Gina. I'm just, you know, sorry for the elevator music. But, no, I really dig the piece. I'm all the way in with that. So I'm just like, listen, you keep doing what you do it. Because sometimes you find yourself into a particular flow. And unbeknownst to you, it's a switch up to what we're accustomed to. And you do that a couple of different times, but me and Van always pick up on octaves. So when we pick up on a different octave, I'm like, yeah, keep that going. Van will hit me back to him and be like, yeah, that's what I like about this. So when you do this type of poetry, I, for one, as a fan of your work, I really dig it even more. So for me, just thank you.
Oh, look at y'all making me feel all Dorothy. I appreciate you.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Now, before we get you to the dance floor and the elevator hold music comes back on so you can go ahead and twerk, would you go ahead and
really?
Let everybody know?
Really?
That's
where we at? Really?
I'm just saying, bro.
Oh, wow. It really is red. Okay, cool.
I cannot. I love
I'm
it here.
I'm so sorry, ladies
okay,
and gentlemen.
So, y'all know my partner. Just...
Just thinking out loud. I'm so sorry.
My side hurts. Jess J was here before me. So as you heard,
that'd be Van.
On this Saturday.
That'd be Van.
3/23/24 will be here. You can come sit on the couch, have a conversation with us. We're going to keep it a buck. I look forward to all of our shows here in the Pithy Universe. So catch us in the kitchen, if you can make it to Clubhouse in the afternoon. Catch us at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the same call-in number, 319-527-6300, baby. And we'll be here taking our socks off. But, yeah, y'all do the most. And then I thought that you were a nerd when it came to comics. And then you tapped into
oh, no.
The Wizard of Oz with me, and I'm done.
Oh, no.
I'm like, bruh, how?
Listen. I am a nerd all the way around. Okay?
All-encompassing. Okay. Yes. I salute that. I was done. I promise you, when I went in on Wizard of Oz, for me, I felt like was Maya Dick. He knew what I knew when I was thinking, okay, you too, let's go. Fist bump, love you.
Yeah.
See you next Thursday.
Yeah, love you too.
One
you
love,
next
one
Thursday.
Mic, y'all.
Absolutely. One love, one
absolutely.
Mic.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
On her way to the dance floor is Gina Storm. Yes, yes. And we're going to open up. Welcome to the Get Down. Go ahead and tell J-Rob hello.
Why you gotta agree? You don't
go
know
ahead,
who I was.
Don't mess it up. Don't
you have
it
no
up.
Idea.
Don't
do that.
Don't mess it up. Go ahead and tell J-Rob hello. Don't mess it up.
How about this?
No. See. She's part of the Chocolate Love Jones series, so she don't have to say hello all the time because, you know, we got that understanding. It's nice when I get the hellos first because, you know, I know I'm the Jerry Lewis to the Dean Martin, but, you know, sometimes people say hello to Jerry Lewis. I'm the second banana. So when she says hello and is not told to say hello, that's when it's special. However,
thank you.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, J-Rob. How you doing tonight? Hey, Vin.
Girl.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Vin. How you doing? She said my name first, baby.
I would like
a woodpecker with a headache.
I would
you
like to
reiterate. Now and again.
Like J-Rob was saying, what's understood, there's no need to be spoken on. It just is.
See, Van? People be paying attention to me.
I don't see, I hear.
You hear that, Van? People love me too. And I ain't even light skinned.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right, Mr.
He be starting.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll bet you she whispers
that's your
in your
friend.
Ear hot chocolate, doesn't she? Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Actually, she whispers very tenderly warm milk dreams.
Oh, fine. Wow. That sounds like a pee. Damn.
We will write it, baby.
We will write it.
I ain't gonna let you get poisoned by Van Meadows. We will write it.
Yeah, go ahead, write it. You too. Don't forget to add caramel kisses. Okay, go ahead. Don't forget to add
what
that. You write. Okay.
Oh y'all. Oh my. You know what? I was trying to get in here earlier, but I was on the road trying to get back to Philly, and you know. Signal and concentration, all that good stuff. It just wouldn't allow for me to get in here.
Whatever, baby.
It's okay.
You out there turning corners. I hear you. Whatever, baby.
Hey, guess what? I can turn right and left corners.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, Van? Right and left corners.
Right and left.
And left. Mm-hmm. Well, listen. I'm gonna just call you Chocolatey Goodness for short, because I got this big Devon Star cigar that I'm digging on, and tonight is Pure Poetry Sessions, and since you happen to be a guest here on the Get Down. I'm going to just cut to the chase while I'm enjoying the cigar. And Van is over there scolding Vinny. Please, introduce us to your version of pure poetry. And get
Ooh.
On down.
Thank you. All right. This is called After the Love is Gone. After the love is gone, we still fight for it to have some presence to remain and grasp. And pride with some semblance of grace isn't even a thought. A peace I have. Love is belonging. But this is a fight my arms have grown tired in, so I may lose. because so many times my soul and ego use my heart for their battlefield, no matter the fact that my intentions are pure love. Why do I keep allowing myself to be sucked into a vortex of hurtful clarity? There is no hurt for me to protect myself from. So belief that there's a need for armor is an unnecessary thing anymore. I've done all the releasing there is to be done. So I say this, after the love is gone, my cry tonight releases the key that is unlocked, that is locking all chambers of my heart. I know pure and true love exists. I've seen it in their eyes, connection when they see each other. And the love is absolute and doesn't cost a thing. The eyes for me to connect to are non-existent. And that's that peace.
So,
well.
Love is non-existent. You hear this, Van? She's saying love is non-existent.
I hear it. Non-existent.
Non-existent. Matter of fact, Van, when you hear a woman say that love is non-existent, remember that song, Good Morning Heartache?
Oh, yeah.
And she says, Good morning, heartache, sit down. This is that piece that goes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like in between, we're going to work on that. In between your poetry, you're going to hear, good morning, heartache. And then you go into the next stanza, good morning, heartache. And you go into the next stanza. And then the last piece is that what you just did, good morning, heartache, sit down. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, that's one of my favorite songs. And though it was Billie Holiday's, Diana Ross did it. She did the damn thing for it. I love that song. I really do.
Here's a question for Van. What color was Billie Holiday?
John,
I'm so sorry, man. My bad.
I thought you was born. What color was the flowers she used to wear in her hair, and what side did she wear it on? But I like
that's
that.
Too easy.
What color is she? Is it okay?
Got it complicated when I'm talking to Van, because Van, he just admitted he's a nerd. Van's a super intelligent dude, so I got to ask the other question.
Okay.
But I absolutely, when you were doing this piece, that's all I kept hearing in my head was Billie Holiday's Good Morning Heartache.
I'm going to listen to that tonight. I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah, you might as well.
What about you, Van?
This piece was amazing, though. This was a really, really good piece. I mean, you know, she came right in and decided to deliver some sure poetry. And I loved it. I loved it. I can't wait to hear someone, I won't mention no names, but someone create some audio, you know, behind this one, too. You know, this would be nice with that music that was mentioned, you know.
Yeah, but the only thing about doing the audio, I gotta have her. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. Yeah, be my homage and what. I'm just hearing the song in my head, but I'll figure it out. Van Meadows, mind your business. Poetry. I have a frog in my throat. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Whatever you heard. My bad. Mind your business. Man, I'm fighting a cold.
That will be dope, because when she says good morning heartache and between the stanzas, I can hear the end of that, like when it's getting to heartache, it's kind of fading out. every time. At that, yeah, that's going to be, oh, yeah, you got to get to work. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to figure out how to do this, and this is going to be really dope. So.
All right. Yeah, make sure you do that, bro. Make sure you do that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I got that. You.
Yeah.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio, please?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me in Diva's Talk, my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, we don't have a topic for you, but if we don't come up with one, we'll leave it as an open mic. And every Monday night, you can catch me in King and Queen's Quarters, co-hosting with Sergio, a.k.a. King Atterbury. I'm trying to get used to that. that's it right here on Epiphany Radio. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Now I'm going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor. The party is going on over there. We should be joining you shortly. So one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. 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 Oh, okay. J Rob, yeah. I just want to come in here and dial here real quick and say, yeah, you and Van, you and Poetic, Van Schmeadows. Yeah, y'all fired. But carry on. Okay. Next up on the mic. Yeah, we fired. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Gwen C in the building. Hey, Gwen C.
Ooh, hey.
Hey, Gwen C.
Hey.
How are you?
How is everything going? I'm good. I have really enjoyed the show tonight.
Good to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, Van, I say it every week. There's no show without y'all. So whenever the opportunity presents itself and y'all don't see it to be robbery and y'all can stop by, we love hearing from you. So welcome again to the Get Down Gwen C.
Thank you.
Van, would you like to usher her into the microphone, sir?
Absolutely. So tonight it's pure poetry. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, I get to do a poem. Yay, thank you. A bunch of shit I've found to be true. God made me a poet. My pen belongs to me. My poetry sums shit up. My poems are my pieces. It's up to me to walk with Jesus to add another kind of peace. If folks don't like it, holla, deuces, peace. I've been worried since I was 3. Since elementary, life never fit the equation. If that's viewed as exaggeration or lie, viewer has never seen or been witness to my life. Assumptions only serve as subtractions in our lives. Statistically, 100% of the time, poetry has prevented cases and saved lives. Historically, a bully will blame another to convince them they are at fault. I'm past 40, letting my hair gray. Wisdom tells me when to speak up. I will embellish the shit out of the truth. Be so good, smell its scent, I be deserving of flowers, yet folks try to shrub me, not knowing I've overcome stumps my whole life. Since age 13, I write truth in your face and behind your back. My poems are written for me. Some be printed for others. Healing comes from interpretation, same as feelings, frustrations, education. People who refuse to work hard shouldn't claim they do. You can still earn MVP even if bench consistency matters. Like Sheldon's locked in space on couch, like Hawking's mind over body mentality, theoretically speaking, I couldn't crip walk but stayed down. Practical application, meaning I don't get blue. Things can be clean and dirty at the same time. I'm class like lesson. I keep one plan. We can't achieve plan A if we got plan B. If going 3,000 miles, the first 100 be the most difficult. We can be tight but not cold. Cutting up is cool as long as we can puzzle back together. Let us not be divided. Folk want to play role, be common denominator. Putting it nicely, I never been nice, but I am kind. and one of a kind, a good-ass person, not a doormat. Though I welcome you, you won't walk on me. Those who tried got tripped. It doesn't matter where we at, 409-713-502. Climate control is necessary if folk want to drop baggage store shit. Marathons be promoted for certain dates, but we're always running one. It spans a lifetime. We the motion picture. On the spectrum of average and savage, I'm balanced in the middle until your actions charter me. I don't believe in labels, but calculate best when one is pinned on me. Angles matter. I will sprint circles to make sure what's being shaped is true to dimension. Did I mention I enjoy solitude? But I'll embrace a solid you. My judge of character be shrewd, able to isolate motives, able to give gestures a rear view. Never been an ass, acetine. Big butts create issues. I didn't ask for the booty. My friend's boyfriend's comments were infractions, but there was zero probability my homegirls would ever stop loving me. I am not ink, but I feel your pen. We on the same page. If I ever shared a notebook or journal with you, you Roman numeral uno, you matter. I am perfectly great being. I am an imperfectly great being. My writings don't bear the sole responsibility of seeing the worth in folk, but I do. My poems don't bear the sole responsibility of uplifting the world. All my work doesn't have to be Bible-aligned formulas for the people. I'm still God's people. I'm allowed to be sick of multiplying bullshit or multipliers bullshit or liars fallacy. If someone places themselves in that category, then they can feel my fever, got heat. I never blew up, stayed semi-celeb, functional, never piped, get it once, need it daily, never smoked, but factor it in when necessary. Diversity doesn't work without inclusion. It's magically delicious. Nothing wrong with colorful tricks. Just don't expect me to be a lucky charm. I'm Cheerio. Simple, well-rounded, a little honey, I help save you. If you consume me properly, etiquette, I am not ballerina. Don't ask me to be 10 toes down, but then expect me to tiptoe around you, nah. I don't do parameters. Either I'm in or I'm out. Ether, I never been song, but I am lyric. I don't take well to judgment. Often folk hear it, but don't listen to the sound of music. Man who can jazz alone is deserving of queen. Man who knows poem is man ready for wife. I'm seen as contributor to the end of a race. I never wanted that old American apple pie. The white male population is the one with which I'm most disconnected. They mad because I check them. I am hoarder of dollars and cents. It ain't the spend for me. If it ain't got common sense, it ain't the pen for me. Dick doesn't work without emotion. Hugs matter infinitely. I won't enhance the lies no matter who it's for. I will never be connoisseur of coloring within lines, no matter what kind of lines. I vary my flow from time to time, a run, a drip, a smear, but I do it with consistency. I never was rhythm, but don't step, I stop. So let's not knucklehead. I value true colors like I value Cap's afro and his fist. I survived the storm to appreciate the rainbow. The rainbow does end. My evolution does not. In peace.
My Lord.
Well,
son,
well damn.
Son.
That was in the archives, y'all. That's from October 21. That's old shit. I had to dig for something. Because y'all said at the beginning of the show, one of the first things y'all said was, it's poetry session, so can't nobody say they don't have something.
That's right.
You said
and
that in the first 5 minutes.
And that's absolutely true. Because, beloved, let me tell you, had you not said it, I'd be of the opinion you wrote that a little while ago. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And because it's so awesome and the way you gave it to us, this is what pure poetry is about. Think about it. People are still quoting Edgar Allan Poe, Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
Gwendolyn Brooks. After all these years, people are still quoting them. It don't matter how old you tell us it is. When you love the craft and you enjoy the art, it is beautiful. It is beauty personified, and that's what it is. Poetic. How so? How do you see it, brother?
I mean, I say it the same way. Gwen Sue's amazing. You know, she just mentions this poem's, 3 years old? It still sounds like she wrote it today. So I applaud you and I commend you. This is a fire piece.
Thank you. Thank you guys for the platform as always. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, we appreciate you.
We appreciate you more.
Without question.
Thank you.
And get on over to that Get Down dance floor and stick around because we'll be joining you shortly.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night.
You too. One love, one
mic. You too, beloved.
One love, one mic.
Thanks. Whew. fire. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the Epiphany lineup. Tomorrow night, join Miss Lips for the Inkwell. Saturday night, Jess J. Gina Show. You just heard from those two hosts. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. Monday night, you got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen La Pearl La Negra and King Atterbury, a.k.a. Sergio. I'll call him Sergio Valente, but whatever. Tuesday night, we got Paul Cram Show. Smoking. And what is it? Smoking spit?
Smoking word.
Smoking words. That's it. Smoking word. I don't know why I like smoking spit, though. I'm going to have to do something with that. And then Wednesday night, you got Divas Talk with La Pearl and Negra and Mrs. VIP. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Get Down with more pure poetry sessions. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, really Poetic. Wise son, last words of the evening. I'll start with you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so, so very much for giving us an opportunity to have this show. I apologize again for my lateness, but in all sincerity, without any of you, we don't have a show. I appreciate every bit of poetry that you brought and you'll continue to bring, and you'll prove every single week why poetry does more than just matter. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Van Meadows, as I've said publicly and continue to say until they call me home, brother, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I can't do this show without you, and I wouldn't do this show without you. This thing that we have called the Get Down is incredible. And what we do and the fun we have and all the things that make this show tick, brother, I couldn't think of a better brother to do this with. And I can't wait until we come back next week and do it all over again and have just as much fun as we did tonight and spit some more of that incredible poetry. I love you, brother. Nothing else is said.
Love you too,
like
bro.
It's in the comic books. Enough said.
Enough said.
Yeah.
But now, bro, I love you too, man, and I can't do the show without you either, bro. We have an incredibly good time when we come together and we do pieces, we have fun. But the highlight of my evening when we do this show is to hear the dynamic poetry of the callers who decide to press one and spit, just to be able to open themselves up and share their gift with us is the highlight of this show for me. So I thank you all for being, you know, as phenomenal as you are and come through, you know, week after week, show after show, and just share yourselves with us. Because you don't have to, but you choose to. And some of you, man, some of you are crazy. You sit here with us for almost 3 hours. That's crazy. But we love you for it. Because like Jay said, without you, there is no show. And this is my brother from another mother, man. I'm telling you right now, we could sit here, we could do this and just talk to each other, but we'd rather hear you. So thank you. Thank you for hanging out. Tune in tomorrow, the Inkwell with Miss Lips. Can't wait to see y'all there. One love, one mic. And until the next week on the Get Down, peace.
Peace, y'all.